Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Life is random, not the one we deliberately choose to live, rather the event outside of our control. Sometimes bad luck strikes. We must live on anyway. Pivot if we have to, find a different way, or simply learn to accept and move on. I was 17 years old when I fathered my first child. However, I did not get to experience the first 3 years of his life. His mother, 17 at the time as well, a couple months older than I, were what we thought madly in love. Teenage love, that is. His mom and I met at work. She was supposed to hook up with one of my friends, but that never happened, and instead, we started hanging out. It all started at a work beach party. She didn't have a ride after to get home, so I took her home, and we hit it off from there. We became inseparable. We literally did everything together, and her parents would even allow me to spend the night at her home, in her room, almost every night. Her parents loved me, to say the least, or so I thought. They would have me for dinner almost every day. Oftentimes, they would even wait for me. They knew about my troubled past, something I never hid from anyone and was always honest about. That is perhaps one of the things that I fell in love with this family. They were from middle class, white, and yet they never looked down on me or my past. It was never really an issue. They truly accepted me. This, of course, would all change and fast. Her and I had arguments, like any couple did, especially teenage couples. Nothing major, I believed, and so did she. Or at least that is what she shared with me on how she felt when we were together. Of course, we ended up having sex nonstop, and she ended up getting pregnant. Everything went downhill from here. Her parents all of a sudden hated me, and my past all of a sudden was a problem to them as well. The day her father found out about her pregnancy, we were on our way back from a doctor's appointment. As soon as I arrived at their driveway, he came running towards my car and started banging on my car window. Good thing it didn't break, or who knows what would he have done to me. The guy is huge, and he was furious. I honestly never knew what triggered that insane anger towards me. Both of her parents were and are great people. I know they probably felt betrayed, but what did they expect really that was happening when we were sleeping together in her room every night? And it was not like I was running away from the situation. I was willing to take responsibility and do whatever I had to do in order to make the best out of the situation. After that day of her dad banging on my car window, I only saw her one more time before she vanished for the next 3 years. I tried and tried to get a hold of her, and the parents wouldn't allow for her to communicate with me at all. I don't know why she allowed herself to be controlled by her parents. Her mother told me in one of the times that I tried calling that she had had a miscarriage and to not contact her again, that her daughter had a big future ahead of her, and that I was nothing and would always be nothing. I believed her about the miscarriage. Why would she lie? But my gut would not let me be. So around the time she would have given birth, I started driving around her house. And in one of those days, in front of her door was a bouquet of flowers and a small teddy bear with a note. I took the note, left the flowers, and yes, of course, the teddy bear. On the note, it said, "Something for you and something for your baby boy." I still have this note. In that moment, I felt rage, excitement, and confusion. I didn't know what to do. I had my sister help me by calling every single hospital available and nothing. She had left the city with her parents, never to be seen again. I searched and searched for almost 3 years until I finally found them living in a different city. Still not knowing whether she did have our baby or not, I made up this insane plan with the girlfriend I had at the time that included creating a fake survey about kids, all in hopes of finding out if there was really a child living in that home. A plan that really never materialized because when we got to their home, a red tricycle with a license plate that had his name was sitting in the front door. And so what I did was to fight for my rights as a father, but through court. The next day, I made a 2-hour drive back again to file my petition at the local family court where she lived, as the case had to be heard in the county where my son lived, not where I lived. The following year after I found out that I did have a son was brutal. I fought for my rights as a father. Mom did not make it easy and did everything she could to not allow me in his life. In the end, she lost, and I was able to be in his life. He is now 16 years old and we have been in each other's life for the past 13 years. I am sometimes asked if I hold a grudge against my son's mother or grandparents. I don't. They did and have done an amazing job raising him. And because of how things unfolded, I now have two other beautiful children that would not be here today if it were not for how things took place. A harsh reality, but a real one that simply does not allow me to hate anything on how things unfolded. I share my story in the hopes that someone hearing or reading it will find some hope in knowing that any events that have taken place in their lives that perhaps turned sour with no fault on their own can have a positive ending. But of course, this someone must take action and never lose hope, and most importantly, never stop living life fully because of certain events. There are events that happen in our lives that can never be changed, that is for sure. But even in these experiences, something can be learned that can help our future selves. At the very least, experiences that unfortunately hurt us in some way and that cannot be undone make our minds stronger. A mind that is fortified because of experiences can never go back to where it was before. It will forever remain stronger, allowing us to become more resilient individuals. Never lose hope and know that the sun always rises tomorrow, no matter what. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.